All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by DeLine Tax and Books. And their two questions are, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? You can call DeLine Tax and Books, and we'll make sure that you get the refund you deserve. You can call DeLine Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can get to them on the web at DeLineTaxBooks.com. Now, we've seen Deron Williams reach a buyout agreement with the Dallas Mavericks, and that has paved the way for him to join the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think this is going to be a win-win for all parties involved. Now, in 12 NBA seasons, Williams has averaged 16.6 points per contest while averaging 8.2 assists. Williams's career has spanned with the Utah Jazz, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Dallas Mavericks. His best seasons were basically during his time with the Utah Jazz. He did help the Jazz reach the Western Conference Finals once, but he never really lived up to the hype with the Brooklyn Nets, and now he is just a shell of the player that he once was, as the explosiveness that we saw from Williams earlier in his career has gone. But what he can provide the Cavaliers with is another ball handler that small forward LeBron James was seeking. And this is a guy that can come off of the bench. He can give the Cavs 15 or 20 minutes per game, and I think that will keep him fresh coming down the stretch into the postseason. And on top of that, it's the LeBron effect. If you can't get busy with LeBron James, I don't know who you're going to do your thing with in the NBA. We've seen it with Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith, and I think we're going to see it again with Deron Williams. It's already happening for Derek Williams since he joined the Cavaliers this season. So you look at the Cavaliers, they are already the defending NBA champions. They're the odds-on favorites to make it back to the NBA Finals out of the Eastern Conference. And I think this move right here gives them a very good chance to go out there and win it again against either the San Antonio Spurs or the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. LeBron went out there and he publicly let it be known what he wanted, and the Cavaliers found a way to make it happen. And with that said, Cleveland is right back in the mix again to win the NBA championship. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out. And you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NFL draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.